Welcome to the Alex Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're diving into some quarterback stuff here. It's going to be the last show. I want to just sort of look at some recent trend stuff to give us an idea of kind of how guys are doing and, you know, just to give you an idea kind of, you know, some last minute stuff in terms of setting lineups. We'll do a full, we'll do kind of a full rework of all the positional stuff here over the next, like, probably like 3 weeks or so, kind of how it'll be. So we'll sort of track back to quarterbacks probably in like mid-January. It's kind of like what my intent will be. We're going to start with them, spend a bunch of time with them, you know, looking at the data and all that stuff. It'll probably be like the first sort of in-depth content after I finish AOD 2023. So excited about all of that. And this is primarily meant for like, hey, if we got some decision processes here to make like in the last week, kind of here's what we're thinking. So all right, here we go. So I just searched weeks 12 through 16, give an idea, you know, just some recent stuff. I mean, things have changed. Like, just for instance, Justin Herbert's gotten Mike Williams and Keenan Allen back. This offense looks substantially different than it did, you know, with Joshua Palmer and DeAndre Carter being the 1 and 2, right? So just kind of looking at some recent stuff here. In that time, basically all the leaders in the clubhouse have really played like 5 games. Brady has thrown it 244 times, so almost 50 times a game during that span. He's well under in terms of yards. He's expected for 645. 1382 is where he's actually at. So actually the completion percentage is almost at expectation, a little bit under, like just a couple percent, maybe a percent or so under. But the yards is really the big difference there. So that's something to watch. He's under in terms of touchdowns as well. He's expected for 12 touchdowns. Overall, he's actually, like, here's how wild the situation is. He's quarterback 2 in terms of expected points over the past we'll call it the last month, just for the ease of referring to that span as the last month, right? The last 5 weeks. He is quarterback 2 in expectation. Allen is 1. And by the way, I saw someone say that Allen was like a disappointment this year. I'm like, I don't know why, what measure measuring that, but there's certainly no way that that's actually true. So over the past 5 weeks, Allen, the highest expectation, 25.9, and he has overperformed that at 28.5. He is quarterback 2, and I'm using just the safe leagues formats here. He's quarterback 2 behind only Jalen Hurts in that time span. So he's actually under in terms of expected interceptions as well, over in terms of touchdowns. He's under in yards, which is interesting. I do think that offense needs to be diversified a bit, you know, get someone in addition to, right, you put Diggs into the wide receiver 3, like in terms of the pecking order, like that kind of needs to be where they go. So we'll see there. But Allen's done most of his like over expectation stuff on the ground, right? Over a little bit in touchdowns, over a bunch in yards, and yeah, kind of blends out the, and he's under in interceptions. So that kind of bleeds out the expected versus the actual production there. So the other guys here up at the top, we'll just call it the top 12 in terms of expected points per game during the last 5 weeks. Allen 1, Brady 2, Hurts 3, Burrow 4, Dak Prescott 5, Kirk Cousins 6, Herbert 7, Mike White 8, Mahomes actually 9, which is interesting, Lawrence 10, Goff 11, Geno Smith is number 12. In terms of the players in that list that have actually underperformed expectation, Brady has done so by 8.2 points. That's right up there at the top of the position. Dak Prescott is underperformed by 2.5 points. And it's actually, he's drawn some bad interception luck is really what it is, really what that number is. He's expected for 4.2 interceptions. He's thrown 8. And I think, like, you see how some of these things can be a little fluky. Like the pick 6 had really like no business being intercepted. Like that ball is never intercepted. That turns into a pick 6. And so everyone sort of like anchors that and be like, oh my God, look at what Prescott did. Like there's that ball never gets intercepted. That's a tough ball to hit. That's just, you're kind of like, look at it and you're like, all right, like fine. I got picked off and they return it for a touchdown. Like, I mean, the guy just made a great play, and just, it was like a freaky play. So it was a great, you know, he jumped up and caught it. It looked like Dak Prescott had a clear throwing lane is what it looked like. But So yeah, I mean that's one of those ones where you're just like, all right, like, you know, those things kind of come and go, and you know those go up and down, right? Those sort of balance out. That's why you never, you know, you don't really bet on players overperforming expectation or underperforming expectation, like substantially, right? You don't, you know, you sort of regress back to what they're expected, right? Because there's a reason why it's expected for that, right? You know, if a guy's consistently underperforming expectation, he's probably not gonna. You know, that probably signals he's not doing well, right? But that would be one of those things where I'd expect like some broadly underperforming, right? So if you look at a guy, you know, like I'll just use an example because he's topical, like Zach Wilson, for example. He's underperforming basically, you know, in yards. He's underperforming in completions, right? He's actually right at expectation touchdowns, but it's really low. Yeah, I mean, you sort of see that it's kind of like a broad-based underperformance, right? That's you know, a signal of a bad player. You get a guy that constantly is overperforming, right? You want yards, right? Kind of yards and touchdowns. You say, okay, like this person's probably really good, you know, from a really high expectation, right? That's an excellent player, right? That's your Mahomes, that's your Allens, right? That's your elite guys. Where I think you sort of see some of the stuff really fluctuate, right? Some of the touchdowns, right? That's where you see a little bit of variance. And the interceptions too, right? Like that, you know, a couple of tip balls, you know, one's caught and one's not, you know, if that happens, you know, twice in a month, right? Like that's a huge difference, right? That can be a huge, huge difference there. So, and just in terms of how it looks on paper in terms of performing. So not anything really to be concerned about there with Dak, but I just think it's notable. Like you see some of these things, otherwise he's over or right at expectation with his stuff there. So, but that hurts a little bit in the safe leagues format. They're just kind of running bad with that interception luck. But other guys underperforming here. Herbert's actually 5.4 points under expectation. It's all touchdowns. He's expected for 9.5. He's thrown 5 in the past 5 games. So again, I would expect that to bounce back. He's over. He is over expectation in terms of completion percentage. He's expected for 144 in terms of completions. He has 154. So that's a pretty healthy overperformance there. That's excellent. So that's a really good number. So, and the yardage stuff too, he's over by, he's over by basically 100 yards, 50 yards, excuse me, 50 yards. I'm confusing two different numbers on my page. He's over by about 50 yards. So again, you see over in terms of completions, over in terms of yardage, and you sort of come back and say, well, why is he underperforming touchdowns? Well, probably part of it has to do with the fact that Eckler's been out. Part of it probably has to do with the fact that McWilliams has been out, right? And you sort of get some of that. And surprisingly, they didn't really throw down in the end zone this week. Like they, you know, Eckler got the close crack there in the end zone, but you know, he wasn't really super involved down there, which is interesting, right? So, but I think again, that stuff can really fluctuate, and you expect that to bounce back with a player like Herbert. You expect that to bounce to regress back towards this number. You expect it to regress up, right? So, or progress, depending on you would expect progress, depending on how you're, you know, with the direction of his numbers. Mike White's a little under our expectation as well at -3.8, and then it's, that's really it. Aaron Rodgers is the next one sort of outside the top 12. He's actually 7.5 points under expectation per game over that time. Like, so that's pretty dismal. The guy's over expectation. It's Hurts. He's over basically in terms of the rushing stuff is big for him in terms of his overperformance. He's over, way over in terms of expected yards on design runs, for example. He's like double what his designed rushing total would be as well. So good, you know, sort of performances there for him. All of his basically exceeding expectation, or almost all of it, is in the running game. Burrow is slightly over. He's at 1.7 points over expectation. But again, that's, I feel much more confident with that because the volume's up, right? You sort of look at the guys in this time, right? This is one of the things I was always concerned about Burrow. Like, what are they going to do in terms of their offensive structure? He's sixth in pass attempts during this past time, right? He still gets sacked too much, still does some of that stuff, but they're throwing it a lot more, and that gives you a lot more wiggle room in terms of these numbers, right? If he was throwing it, you know, 10 to 12% less like he was last year, you perform an expectation and all of a sudden, like, you're really, really in trouble, you know, distinguishing yourself. This, he has, you know, he's way up there at the top of the position in terms of passing volume from being like 20th last year. Right? So that's a really good, a good progress there this year. But he's running well, and with a high expectation right now. Mike White is, as I find interesting, like to be a top 10 guy. That's funny. And it's actually ahead of Mahomes as well, which is pretty wild. Trevor Lawrence overperforming expectation. Right? It's almost all yardage too. It's a little bit touchdowns. He's at expected for 11 touchdowns. He's got 8.6, but way over in terms of yardage. Almost 175 yards over expectation. I guess 165 yards over expectation there. So that's good for him. Goff is way over expectation in terms of yards as well. So he's expected for 1253, and he's got 1517 through this 5 weeks. Actually, Goff is third in yards behind only Cousins and Herbert. So again, you look at that Herbert number, people rag on Herbert. Herbert's, is being a dominant player with, he's putting up some dominant yardage and stuff like that. Yeah, it's high volume. He's the second most passing attempts during that time, but he's done it without really a ton of help. So he's one that I'm interested. I'm not concerned about him obviously starting him at any point now, but I'm interested to see if he falls in value, right? If he's a trade target. I'm interested. He's one of those guys I feel like you could potentially get as a trade target, like including some picks, which I'm going to shoot for. And I don't think a couple of picks gets it done. But if someone's like, doesn't have that elite ceiling, something like that, that's certainly a place that I'm going to target and potentially try to get a share of Herbert. Where I can. So I'm knocking on the door with him as well. Is like my he's in my shopping list of quarterbacks, if you will, into the offseason. Some other stuff here in terms of your expectation into the quarterback two range. Ritter's in there. Like, I don't know if you trust him. He's way under expectation. He's at 17.9 expected points. He's got 8.6 per game. So 9.3 points under expectation. He's actually expected for about a rushing touchdown and doesn't have any. He's expected for 1.2 passing touchdowns and doesn't have any. He's expected for 1446 in terms of passing yardage. He's got 315. He's slightly under in terms of, I guess, 10% or so under in terms of completion percentage as well. Some other stuff here. You got, Watson is out at 22. He's underperforming. He's performing basically, it's about 80 yards short. So he's expected for 788. He's at 703. He's just under in terms of completion percentage over expectation. He's expected for 75 completions. He's got 71. And he's under in terms of touchdowns, right? So he's actually 3.5 touchdowns under expectation over the past five games. And that is, he's had four in that time. He's expected for 5.2. He's only got two. So that's kind of what you're dealing with. That's broadly kind of underperforming. But I expect that touchdown number would regress back up, and he'll get better and not be sort of, throwing 0-2 sliders into the dirt would sort of be my thought here into the offseason. Notably, actually, Tua is in this time span is quarterback 28 in points and expected points per game. At 14.6. Again, there's a couple of guys in here that have some smaller sample sizes, but that's firmly like back end quarterback two, I think, is a generous statement for it. I think that one's pretty interesting. Some other guys that are potentially in our orbit, like Derek Carr's way down there as well. He's at 29 over the past month. That's rough. Wilson's at 35. I wouldn't really trust. I have a hard time trusting Wilson right now. Just from the expectation's super low. He actually overproduced it, which is incredible considering how bad he's been. But yeah, I'm probably not going to play him in a finals game. Is kind of what I'm doing. I haven't really looked at all the matchups here for this upcoming week. I think they have the Chiefs, if memory serves. Yeah, I think they have the Chiefs, if memory serves. But yeah, I'm probably going to be, avoiding that if at all possible. And I don't want to. That's not one that I feel confident or comfortable with how he's playing right now. For example, this past week, I think I started Goddard over him. I just I felt better about that, both from a ceiling and a floor perspective, than I did with how Wilson has been playing. They do this week have it is the Chiefs. I thought it was the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs. It's at the Chiefs. They're like a 2-touchdown underdog. So should be a fun one to watch. That's overall the big stuff. So let's see, expected touchdowns here over the past month. Top six guys: Brady, Prescott, Cousins, Burrow, Goff, and Herbert. Herbert way underproduces that compared to basically everyone else. So that's notable. Him and Rodgers are sort of on the same scale of underproducing touchdowns. Even Rodgers is a little bit, he's expected for 8.1. He's done 5. Herbert, 9.5 expected, and he's done 5. Right. So it's a bigger production for Herbert than it is even for Rodgers. And it's felt pretty lackluster for Rodgers here over the past, really this whole season. But it's felt a little bit better, but it still hasn't felt like a ton of ceiling wise. And you kind of see that the ceiling hasn't been that high, and he hasn't really lived up to what the expectation was either. So that's really the big things here for this week. Again, I think go out in the waiver wire market. I would add Tua, even if it's just start one, like add the asset, see what happens in this offseason. He's a free agent. That would be one that I would do. I'd pick up any shares of Jordan Love if he's out there, just see what's going to happen. Jameis Winston as well, right? Just sort of scoop those guys up and see if they're available. Those would kind of be the thoughts that I would have. I also did note that I did detail this in the running back stuff. I was surprised at how much Carolina runs the ball. Like, they actually went from being like a league average, pass game split to being like 12% under since the McCaffrey trade. That's pretty interesting. By the way, some of the EPA stuff on Darnold, it's actually pretty good. Like, he's actually like up in the top 5 of expected points added for the actual, for real NFL here over the past month. So I don't think he's going to turn into being a starter or anything like that, but he's one that I'll note, like of kind of being a backup where you kind of like look at it kind of like in Geno Smith. You're like, all right, you look at his profile and you're like, do you see anything successful there? And like the answer's largely speaking, no, but you could point to this sample and be like, all right, he's kind of got it. Is he figuring out at 24? You can take a look, see, and kind of turn your head and say, huh, has Darnold turned the page? I don't think that he has. And we'll sort of see what happens here over the next couple of games. But you could sort of turn your head and say, that's really interesting. Maybe they found a formula with him. So he's a name that I'm going to keep an eye on and see how the offseason treats him. All right, that'll pretty much do it. Put a wrap on this. Again, this isn't a ton of mystery at the quarterback position, really, who you're going to play. So this is like one of the sort of lowest value weeks for snap reactions for the quarterback position, because we kind of know who we're going to play. There's not a ton of lineup decisions with it, but it's more of just, who your expectation, kind of your disappointment risk and that sort of thing. And who you would really want to play someone else in the flex instead of a super flex. Like, those are sort of the decisions that you're facing this week. All right. Well, that'll do it here for this edition. All right. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.